How would you have liked to have had a conversation with Jesus when he was walking the earth? Chances are, the conversation probably wouldn't go the way you would hope. Many people started talks with Jesus, but then Jesus took the talk exactly where he wanted it to go. And in one of those talks particularly, we learn about this big word called regeneration. A smart religious guy named Nicodemus came up to Jesus and paid him a compliment. "Teacher, it's obvious beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have come from God." To which Jesus responds, "Unless one is born again, you can't even see the kingdom of God." Well, what did Jesus mean, born again? It seems a little rude for Jesus to hijack the conversation that way. Well, Jesus didn't play the flattery game, and he knew exactly what Nicodemus and we needed to hear. Jesus goes on to explain that a rebirth produced by the Holy Spirit is what is necessary to be in the kingdom of God. This is what we call regeneration. Regeneration is the spiritual rebirth, taking a person from being spiritually dead to being spiritually alive. It originates not with man, but with God. And it is not something that we will to happen, just like we don't will our own physical births, but something that the Holy Spirit performs. How do we know if we have been regenerated? Jesus goes on to explain that the evidence of the new birth is belief in Jesus unto eternal life. And so do you cling to Christ as your only hope for life with God? Then you have been regenerated. Today, please pray for Charles and Mona Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also, remember the Tagalog Life Word broadcast heard in the Philippines.